This is Radio Nepal. I'm Kaushal Ghimire with the news. The headlines first. Chhat festival completes today after worshipping the rising sun. 12th national census starting from today. President and Prime Minister urge everyone to take part in it. Health Ministry to administer Pfizer vaccine from the 14th of November till the 20th of December. And China and the US agree to boost climate cooperation over the next decade in a surprise announcement at the COP26 Climate Summit in Glasgow. Now the news in detail. The Chhat festival, which is a common cultural symbol of the Tarai Madhes region, has concluded today by after offering worship to the rising sun. The festive fanfare has been seen in different parts including Gauri Ghat, Kamal Pokhari, Kupundol of Kathmandu Valley as well as the parts of mid and eastern Tarai region. The sun, considered as the god of energy and of the life force, is worshipped during the Chhat festival to promote well-being, prosperity and progress. The festival is observed for 4 days from Kartik Shukla Chaturthi to Kartik Shukla Saptami as per the lunar calendar. The ritual of Chhat festival includes taking holy bath, fasting and worshipping the sun for a long time and offering prasad and arga, which is the curd, to the rising and the setting sun. Meanwhile, President Vidyadevi Bhandari had reached Kamal Pokhari of Kathmandu yesterday to perform Chhat worship by offering arga to the setting sun yesterday on the occasion of the Chhat festival. The 12th national census in Nepal is taking place from today till the 25th of December. The Central Bureau of Statistics at a press conference 25th of November once again. The Central Bureau of Statistics at a press conference in Kathmandu yesterday said the preparations for the census that occurs in every 10 years have been over. The first phase of the census, wherein household and family listing took place, has already been completed. Bureau Director General Nabin Lal Shrestha said approximately 40,000 enumerator and 8,500 supervisors would be mobilized to collect details of persons who have been listed or those who have been missed out in the listing within 15 days. Census offices have been established in all 77 districts and local census offices at 349 local levels. Meanwhile, President Vidyadevi Bhandari and Prime Minister Sherbhadra Dewa have urged everyone to take part in the national census. Prime Minister Sherbhadra Dewa has said people are supreme in a democracy. Addressing an event organized in Kathmandu yesterday on the occasion of 107th birth anniversary of the Nepali Congress founding leader Ganesh Man Singh, Prime Minister and Nepali Congress President Dewa said people are at the center and periodic elections are important in a functioning democracy. The Prime Minister said the government should be responsible for people and it can be replaced by another one if it failed to fulfill people's aspirations. On the occasion, he said it would be a true and great honor to the freedom fighter Singh by sustaining and prospering democracy through the successful implementation of the constitution. He also praised leader Singh for his sacrifice and tremendous contributions to have established democracy in the country. The Ministry of Health and Population is set to administer the Pfizer vaccine against COVID-19 from the 14th of November till the 20th of December. Health Ministry's joint spokesperson, Samir Kumar Adhikari, said the vaccination campaign was going to be launched targeting the chronic patients. The US has given 100,620 doses of Pfizer vaccine. The health ministry said the 2 doses of vaccine would be administered to the people above the age of 12. However, people are required to produce the documents of being a chronic patient. The vaccine will be available through 24 hospitals across the country. Meanwhile, a total of 440 new cases of COVID-19 was reported in Nepal yesterday. According to the Ministry of Health and Population, the number of infection was confirmed while conducting sample test of 6,418 people. Likewise, 474 people recovered from the virus infection yesterday itself. Meanwhile, 6 people died of the virus infection yesterday, taking the total corona death toll to 11,460. Chief of Army Staff Prabhu Ram Sharma has been conferred the honorary rank of the General of the Indian Army. President of India Ramnath Kovind conferred the rank and insignia to Nepali Army Chief Sharma amid a special ceremony organized at the President's office in New Delhi, India. On the occasion, General Sharma was presented with a sword, insignia and a certificate of the conferment order by the President during the ceremony. There is a tradition of exchange of honorary titles between the army chiefs of Nepal and India. General Sharma set out for New Delhi on Tuesday for a four-day visit at the invitation of Indian Army Chief General Manoj Mukunda Naravade. The government has urged the South Korea to make arrangements for receiving the Nepali workers who have passed the EPS test. During the fifth meeting of the bilateral consultation mechanism between Nepal and the Republic of Korea, which is South Korea, held in Kathmandu yesterday, the government made such remarks. The Nepali side also requested the Korean side to increase the number of quotas to Nepal under EPS. Joint Secretary at the Ministry of Foreign Affairs, Lok Bahadur Thapa, said the two sides also discussed on further promoting cooperation in the areas of COVID-19 response and recovery, trade, investment, energy, education, among others. The Nepal Oil Corporation has increased the prices of the petroleum products effective from today. Prices of petrol, diesel and kerosene have been increased by 3 rupees. Petrol will now cost 136 rupees per litre from the previous 133. Diesel will cost 119 rupees from the previous 116. Likewise, LPG cylinder will cost 1575 after a 75 rupees increment. You're listening to Radio Nepal's 8 a.m. English News Bulletin. Time for a short break now.
हजुर दर्शन
भाग्यवानी बाबु राम्ररी आइपुग्नु भयो नि
हजुर राम्ररी पुगे उ चाहिँ मेरो कलेजको बेस्ट फ्रेन्ड
नमस्ते बाबुजी
नमस्ते आउनु न भित्रै
हुन्छ बाबुजी
अनि दादा त अफिस गइसक्नु भयो होला है
उहाँ त बिहानै हो हुन्छ तपाईहरु फ्रेश हुँदै गर्नु न म खाना तयार गर्दै गर्छु है
हस हस बाबुजी
ओए वाईफाई होला नि पासवर्ड माग्न
हे त पनि एनटीसी को सस्तो डे प्याक छदैछ नि
ए हो र
एनटीसी को डे प्याक लिन *1415# डायल गर्न
नेपाल टेलिकम राष्ट्रको संचार
You're listening to Radio Nepal's 8 a.m. English News Bulletin. On to some international updates now. China and the U.S. have agreed to boost climate cooperation over the next decade in a surprise announcement at the COP26 Climate Summit in Glasgow. The world's two biggest carbon dioxide emitters pledged to act in a joint declaration. It says both sides will recall their firm commitment to work together to achieve the 1.5 degree Celsius temperature goal set out in the 2015 Paris Agreement. They called for the stepped-up efforts to close the significant gap that remains to achieve that target. Scientists say that limiting global temperature rises to 1.5 degrees Celsius will help humanity avoid the worst climate impacts. This is compared to pre-industrial temperatures. At Paris in 2015, world leaders had pledged to try to keep the world from warming by more than between 1.5 degrees Celsius to 2 degrees Celsius through sweeping emissions cuts. A federal judge has rejected former President Donald Trump's request to block the release of documents to the House committee investigating the January 6 Capitol riot. Denying a preliminary injunction, U.S. District Judge Tanya Chutkan said on Tuesday that Congress had a strong public interest in obtaining records that could shed light on a violent insurrection mounted by the former president's supporters. She added that President Joe Biden had the authority to waive executive privilege over the documents despite Trump's assertions otherwise. Barring a court order, the National Archives plans to turn over Trump's records to the committee by Friday. Now, the general weather forecast for the country for today. According to the Meteorological Forecasting Division, the weather will be mainly fair in the hilly region and mainly fair in the rest of the country. With this, we have come to the end of this news bulletin. But before wrapping up the headlines, once again. Chhat Festival completes today after worshipping the rising sun. 12th national census starting from today. President and Prime Minister urge everyone to take part in it. Health Ministry to administer Pfizer vaccine from the 14th of November till the 20th of December. And China and the US agreed to boost climate cooperation over the next decade in a surprise announcement at the COP26 Climate Summit in Glasgow. Well, that's all the news we have for this bulletin. Our next bulletin in English will be at 2 in the afternoon. You can also listen to us online at our website www.onlineradionepal.gov.np. Also, do check our English news portal at www.onlineradionepal.gov.np/English. Keep listening to Radio Nepal and have a good day.